This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say everything you want is a dream away. We are legends.
30, you're turning it wrong end of the hour. I'll turn the clock upside down. 7 after the hour. Welcome to the DJB experience. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Pure as the driven snow. Clean, clear through, and deodorized too. That's how they get on this program. We don't accept any substitutes. We have only the best, the first, the last. Always on duty and at your side. How's that? Is everybody happy now with...
It's getting thick in here.
Wow.
All right, so Jennifer is in Los Angeles, and Victoria's in New York. Richie is down in Washington. I'm on the farm outside of Boston. The story of Carnell Snell, who over the weekend was the latest in this long, sordid story of black men being shot by police officers. This is in Los Angeles, Jen. There were some other things that went on this weekend. You want to give us a summary of the essence of what's happened here?
This just, I mean, this really does hurt me, like, in my soul. Like, I'm so sick of hearing these stories. I'm so sick of the division, but enough of my my op-ed on all of it. Yeah, this weekend in Los Angeles was really a tough one. So it started out on Friday night, and there was an African-American guy who had his knife and a fire extinguisher, and he was pointing them at police officers. He was mentally unstable, obviously. His wife was there saying, please put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. He wouldn't do it. He wasn't responding. So the police did what they were supposed to do. They didn't use excessive force. They took out their taser gun and they tased the guy. Mm-hmm. And he fell to the ground. Sadly, he passed away after being tased. Who knows what else was going on, what other conditions there were. But the guy ends up dying. So that starts some of it. There was some protesting in Pasadena. They closed down Colorado, which is, if you've ever been to the Rose Bowl, if you ever watched the Rose Parade, that's the parade route that the parade goes down. So that was number one. Then you have another Los Angeles police or LAPD shooting that was fatal because it was a gun, not a taser this time, and LAPD is now investigating it. This was an officer who shot a black man following a foot chase. This one started on Saturday afternoon during daylight hours on a car with paper license plates, so it didn't have like the real thing. The cop that was trying to pull him over to see what was going on. Officers had suspected the vehicle, which had two people inside of it. They thought it was a stolen car, and so when the car failed to stop, they gave chase, basically. They're chasing after these guys. When the car finally came to a stop, the two men get out and run in different directions. So the two officers engage them. They start chasing after them. The officer who went after one of the guys caught him about two blocks away from where the foot pursuit started and shot him. Paramedics weren't able to save him on the scene. But you have these stories, Doug and Victoria and Rich, you have these stories where people are not following, they're not complying with orders from law enforcement. And so what are we expecting police officers
to
do?
They escalate it.
They escalate it, exactly, yeah. Right. So what are these officers supposed to do? Be like, oh, I can't bring out my gun.
Start?
I'm going to let these guys run away?
No, that's not the answer. Why do people run away from the police?
Exactly. And this is
no, so I want to know where that started. How is it that people
Kids run away from their parents, right? It's about authority. When you think you're in trouble, you run.
When I was in trouble...
Well, I think that there's a different experience, too. Like, if you're white, you're probably not going to be running from cops. And I think that it's
an
instinct.
I am.
You're black and you run from the cops,
I'm going to run away from the cops.
If you're black and you don't run from the cops, you think you might be in trouble. But if you run from the cops,
look at all the
you're definitely in trouble.
Yeah, but look at all the times recently where black men have not been running from the cops and end up dead.
That's 4%. That is such misinformation, and it's not responsible for us to say that. And 4%, if you look at the study that just came out a few months ago, 4% are unarmed black men that are killed by police in this country.
Why should anybody be killed by the police?
Doug.
Under any circumstance. Why is it white?
I'm not being irresponsible. I'm talking about what that's the perception of why people run. And that's
the perception
within the black community. If I stand here and I do what they say, I'm still going to end up dead.
That's true.
Talking about actual numbers. I'm talking about perception.
All right,
perception is reality.
All right, let me calm this down. I want to be better than
reality, though.
I'm going
to
be better
them,
than
yeah.
than what's his face from NBC who couldn't run the debate.
Lester Holt.
Thank you. Let me just get to what probably is the bottom line, whether we like it or we don't like it. Until the people at the top get better, the people in the organization will not get better.
But there you go.
These things, just a second. I'm not blaming it. I'm blaming whoever, whether it's your parents who don't teach you respect.
So at the top, whether it's, no matter
what. Wait, just a minute. Wait till I get finished. The essence of what goes on in our country now is a lack of respect across the board. We can argue about how it starts. That's why I asked what I did at the beginning, how did this all get started? Where was it that the relationship between the police and the people that they are supposed to protect and serve broke down? And that's where you get to the root of this problem. You want to get better, and that's I'm interested in solutions. I'm so tired of listening to these people who have the same story over and over again. It's the same tragic story. Maybe I led you into it, but it was because I wanted to lead you into a discussion of really how to fix it. I am not interested in talking about the same. I didn't even really want to talk about this, except it came into my mind that what we have here is the same play being it gets played out every night practically in this country someplace. And it's out of control. Is it because the news media is focusing on it? Do we know, was this always going on and now we just know about it? It doesn't make, none of that stuff makes any difference. What makes a difference is how we step up to the plate as human beings, as men and women, and lead. Lead, lead, lead. We are not leading. We are following. And until we get some leadership, I guess on your own, you should be responsible for your own life and your own family and stuff. Leading I think if we go around the table to our experience, each one of us, Victoria and her family and Jennifer and her family, Richie and his family and me and my family, at least from me down, anyway, I think we have set a pretty good tone for the people in our family. But I don't think that's being done. I think that parents are just giving off control or responsibility to schools or to church or somebody else other than them.
Well, that's when there are two parents present. I mean, look, I'm a testament that, you know, my mom, I had support from my dad, but I was raised by a single mom, and it can be done, right? You can do it. But so often when it's one parent who has to work all the time, who can't be at home because they just have to put food on the table, I mean, that's the real issue here. No one knows how to respond to authority. There's not a lot of leadership, and it's kind of sad.
What's the answer for that?
Yeah, it's trickle down. These are really, and this is what makes me so sad, and this is what makes my stomach hurt, is that the problems that we're seeing are cultural problems. This is not something where you can go in and say the police are bad.
But we got to figure out how to fix it, and that's why I'm bringing us around to, we have a wonderful country full of abundance, full of opportunity. We're all just human beings who are supposedly trying to make it, or most of us are, on our own. But we've become so jaundiced, distorted, whatever it is, cynical about what goes on in our country because of the abuses that are so rampant. And at some point, somebody's got to get in the middle of it. I don't know how to do it. We look at the leadership. I mean, these two people running, three, four, however many people are running for the president, are all awful. There's no leadership there. So where do we go from there? You look for some kind of inspiration. You find it in church. You find it from the Pope, maybe. I don't know where else you're finding it, in other religions. And then you go from there to athletics.
But it all starts.
Look at the disrespect that's showed by athletes. There's just disrespect everywhere. Nobody has any respect for anything.
My son asked me yesterday. He said, "You know, Black Lives Matter. What's it all about?"
Yeah.
And we have this long conversation. And
what'd you tell him?
You know, I just say it's a long and sordid story, bud. It's like this, you know, this is caused by this, and this is caused by this, and this is caused by this, and you could go back hundreds of years, and it tells the whole story. But in the end, I told him, just no matter who the person is, be nice. There's going to be mean people. There's going to be good people. There are going to be mean white people, mean black people, mean Asian people. There's going to be good white black people. Just treat everybody kindly. Treat everybody nice. And even if they're a jerk, just treat them nice.
Ignore them and move away from them.
What's that?
I said, if you can't treat them nicely, then just ignore
them.
Right,
exactly, exactly. And if you treat everybody good, and so that's what I'm doing. In my own backyard, I'm trying to get my kids to treat everybody with respect and treat everybody kindly.
It's a good message.
That's all you can do.
It is 16 past the hour. Very good message.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
For hundreds of years, wine producers have known about the effect of sound on vino. For example, back in 1635, the mayor of a small winemaking town in Spain banned carts from the cobblestone streets because the noise and vibration negatively affected wine being aged in nearby oak barrels. Today, those who care about wine should know that sounds and vibrations will affect what they've stored. For example, both the taste and clarity of white wine kept in an old vibrating or rattling refrigerator can be compromised for reasons ranging from dislodging sediment to molecular monkey business. Even wine being stored in cellars or caves can be negatively affected by rattling air conditioners or being too close to a highway. Repeated vibrations is like picking up the bottle and shaking it throughout the day. It speeds up the chemical reactions in the bottle in a negative way. Silence is golden. But when it comes to wine storage, the benefits of silence come in other colors besides gold, like red, white, and rosé. This is David Wilson, Uncorked. Uncorked was brought to you by my number one wine discovery of 2016, the awesome, nicely priced, gold medal winning wines of the Cardello Winery. Learn why I've predicted these wines will be a cult classic and how to get yours at CardelloWinery.com.
All right, so here's a grumble. We wanted to grumble. What is Captain Curmudgeon?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is not for me. I was looking at an email from one of my listeners in Alaska who said, hey, Doug, did you hear that our per-person dividend from the state has been cut in half? And I'd forgotten about this. You know, they have such a huge oil dividend in the state of Alaska. People are getting a couple of grand a year. Every person, man, woman, and child, have been getting a couple of grand a year for the last 25 years or so. But because the state's so badly run, Alaskans are only going to get $1,000 this year instead of $2,000 from the oil thing. I don't know. I don't think I'd grumble about that, would you? 21 after the hour.
Thank you.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
So if you were watching SNL on Saturday night, you saw these people the weekend. Actually, it's just one person, though.
Right. One guy. Yep.
We talked
otherwise,
about
it would be The Weeknd.
That's a new album called Starboy, and that's what you're listening to at Cut Starboy.
Now, this is who Kylie Jenner was dating for a minute, right? Or is that Party Down the Street? I always forget this. Such weird name.
Kylie was with Tyga. Is still with Tyga.
No, but in between when they broke up. She was with the Party Next Door?
I don't know.
This is a guy who's named the Party Next Door?
No, maybe it was the Weeknd. I don't know. Go ahead. Tell us about the Weeknd.
Good heavens. Well, anyway, this apparently is a highly anticipated follow-up album after his record, Beauty Behind the Madness. The single.
Which had so many singles, yeah.
Yeah.
That had Starboy. So many hits off of it.
Starboy is the single that features a collaboration from the French DJ duo Daft Punk. Gee, I missed him when he was in town.
Oh, you missed Daft Punk?
Oh, you like Daft Punk.
You do. Oh, and I can clear up the controversy I just started.
Okay.
Kylie was dating the Party Next Door when she and Tyga broke up. But
okay.
The Weeknd is dating Bella Hadid.
I was going to say, I think Gigi Hadid's older sister is his girlfriend.
There
right?
I was thinking that, yeah, too, Richie. Weren't you
were you thinking that,
Dad? Exactly.
Yeah.
I was thinking. All right, more to my liking is a new tune from Van the Man. This is from his new album. Sounds like Van to me. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen.
Too late.
New album called Keep Me Singing, his first original album since 2012. This deserves some attention. Richie, let's crank it. Not still got a 70s.
Is he that old?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he does sound great. I listened to this new album, Doug. I think you would love this album.
Yeah.
There's some jazz, there's some funk, there's some, like, 70s kind of folk stuff that he did. I mean, it's a really eclectic album.
He's a fat. I'm trying to get it.
71.
Is he 71?
Mm-hmm.
He's really got it and always has had it. Quirky as the day is long. Doesn't want to talk to the press. Doesn't want to be interviewed.
Just he barely talks to regular people. Yeah, he barely talks to...
Nah, yeah. He's not a big conversationalist. He seems to get along with his daughter all right. She tours with him. But that doesn't take away. I mean, why should he be like everybody else? He's got to... why should all of us, any of us, be like anybody else? Be yourself. This guy is kind of a quirky guy.
Have you seen him live?
Yes.
And he sounds good?
A number of times.
Yeah, I've seen him live, too. He's great.
I find it distracting.
Did he face the audience? Because I know he did that for a long time.
But he always wears sunglasses. He can't see. No, well, he does that sometimes, too. He doesn't take his glasses off or his hat. He's lost most of his hair. That's why he keeps the hat. He's a short little guy, about 5'5". But he's always... He'll talk to you in the audience to tell the story of something, or he'll take a hit and he'll mess around with it. That's what the audience kind of likes. I like that. I don't mind that. I've been to a couple of his concerts where he'd just go down the jazz road and he wouldn't play. I want to hear the stuff
I
want to hear the hits.
Yep.
But he is, I'm sure he's bordering on genius, frankly. All right, so that's a new one from Van Morrison, New Music Monday, featuring Solange.
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 Not to be confused with the lozenge. Solange.
It's called Cranes in the Sky from a new 21-track album called A Seat at the Table. It's her first solo album since 2012. New album focuses on her love for jazz and funk and her adopted hometown of New Orleans. Couple of years.
Do you think it's hard to be Beyonce's sister?
Yes.
Who can sing? I mean, no matter what. I mean, this is pretty good stuff, right? But no matter what she does. Yeah, she's still not Beyonce.
Well, how many people know she's Beyonce's sister?
Everyone.
Everybody, obviously, but you.
I didn't know.
You knew Solange. You knew she was in the elevator incident with Jay-Z when she thought he was cheating on her sister.
28 minutes past the...
Yes, we did.
Here. All right, if you are looking to improve your skills for your current job, are considering reinventing your career in a new industry, or recently started your life as a professional, Jake Curtis is here to tell us how to broaden your skill set through professional development courses to help you pursue your career ambitions.
For today's professionals, expertise in multiple business areas may offer more opportunities in your current role and flexibility should you want to change jobs or even careers. Ruth Valoria, Executive Dean of the University of Phoenix School of Business, says professional development is essential for workers to help enhance their careers.
Professionals are less likely to feel locked into a specific career path today and are also in the workforce much longer. Higher education, skills training, and ongoing development are important components to help stay fresh in your career and to keep pace with technology and industry advancements.
So what are some steps to stay current or help enhance your career?
It's important to do an honest assessment of your own skills and address gaps that make it hard to achieve your ultimate career goals. Fortunately, our industry-aligned and career-relevant professional development courses can help. Some popular courses include project management, data analytics, and managing conflict.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for
listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no. You always know, always know I'm with you.
Now 34 after the hour with DJ V. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Good news today. Some of you have boyfriends that are great, and then there are boyfriends like a fellow named Chase Stout. He was cat-sitting for his girlfriend Kenzie. Got a text from her saying, don't forget to feed Wilson.
Uh-oh.
Since Chase was already making some pancakes for himself, he offered to make Wilson some pancakes as well. Posted a tweet with a picture of a normal-sized pancake for himself next to a plate of tiny cat-sized pancakes.
Conveniently.
Since sending out the tweet, it's gotten 44,000 retweets and 85,000 likes. People need to get a
it
life.
It is so cute, though, when you see the plate and they had breakfast together and the cat is sitting there eating these
pancakes.
I
think I even retweeted
pancakes.
It myself. Did I retweet it? I think I did it. I did myself.
Well, and that's a good story because today is National Boyfriend Day.
Aww.
That's also National Pancake Day.
Aww.
So how do you like that?
My cat's like, why can't you make me pancakes? You slacker.
Uh-huh. Okay, the weekend saw the end of a career that most people didn't want to see end, actually. If you're a baseball fan, you knew who Vin Scully was.
Ugh.
If you were an L.A. Dodgers fan, you knew who Vin Scully was. If you lived in California, you knew who Vin Scully was. If you were alive and had a pulse, for the most part, you knew who Vin Scully was. 87 years old, been working with the Dodger organization for, what, 67 years?
67 years.
Wow. And he did his last game over the weekend, and here are his final
words. God
give
you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems a faithful friend to share, for every sigh a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you've ever needed me, and I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Aww. Don't be sad. It's over.
I don't know why I can't listen to that without I'm so tearing up right now.
Yeah,
wow.
Me too.
You know, when I think about Vin Scully, and I think I've said this to you guys before, when you think about the voices that mean something to you in your life and which ones you recognize more than anybody else's, it's my parents and it's Vin Scully. And
wait a minute, what happened to me?
You were raised by Vin Scully?
I was just in my brain. He's been there.
Yeah,
I mean,
been there all their life.
There is a video of me at probably 18 months toddling around listening to Vin Scully, and my dad goes, "What does Vin Scully say?" And I let out this burp. I mean, it's like there's video of how he was just such a part of our lives that you don't even realize until you look back and go, he was there through everything, every bit of history, all those great sports moments, but other moments too that Los Angeles went through. I mean, pretty amazing stuff.
One of the great things about having the ability to do this and being able to meet as many people as I have and go as many places as I have over my career, my time doing this, one of the best collaborations, if you will, was when I was doing my bride. I worked at KBC in Los Angeles, and I was doing this program at the same time. I've done that three or four times over the course of my career. I actually would like to do it again, work on a local station and do the national program. So anyway, that gave me foray because I'm on WTTV in Vero Beach, and Dodger Town was, what, 30 years, Jennifer? How long was Dodger Town?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
Vero. Jim, if you're listening.
At least 40 years, I think.
40 years, okay. So I remember going to, I did this a couple of years in a row. I did it because it was a good trip to Florida, although I was in Los Angeles, so it wasn't a big deal. But I went to Florida a couple of times to go to TTB and to visit WMEL and some of the other affiliates. But I remember I did the show, my KBC show, from Dodger Town the two or three nights that I was there. And Vin Scully came upon the scene. And it was like you were watching this guy who just came in from some place, like he was the Pope or something. Everybody stood aside. He didn't have really an entourage, but there were plenty of people who were hangers-on. There's a difference between having an entourage and people who are just hangers-on. But he came over. He and I and Tommy Lasorda had a conversation in the lunchroom. Tommy Lasorda was going to get another dessert.
Of course. That was when he was not on Slim Fast.
No, he wasn't on Slim Fast there. I didn't ever get how Vin Scully and I think Vin's the kind of guy to get along with everybody. I wasn't really quite sure. They were very friendly. I was sort of eavesdropping on a conversation they had, but I was introduced to the two of them, and it just seemed like here are two people who are bigger than life that really aren't. They're just like you and me. And Vin Scully had no real need to seem to be more important than he was.
Never
he was,
flashy.
Yeah, no. And I don't get that from.
That's what made him so great, though, is that he was just he's a storyteller. Vince Scully is a storyteller, and you know, it's so we're talking about this off the air. So often you hear these sports announcers who try to put on this phony baloney kind of voice.
The voices,
and it's so. I mean, you can just tell. You can tell it's a put on. But then it was like, sit down, pull up a chair, and let's talk about baseball for a few hours. Tune out and relax. I took a nap to him. It's my favorite thing. I took a nap to Vince Scully on Saturday.
Really,
it's the best way. Lay down with the Dodger game on. You kind of go in and out. It lulls you to sleep.
The last thing he did say, we didn't get that. We didn't capture it. Don't
take a nap to you two every now and then, Doug.
Yeah.
What's that?
She takes a nap to you two. So
yes, I'm sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Don't be sad it's over. Be glad it happened. Amen. That's what fabulous. Some of the last few words he said. Think about that. Don't be sad it's over. Be glad it happened. Let's keep that somewhere on a wall. I'm going to print that out so that when it happens to me, excuse me, it's nice.
Aw, it is nice, isn't it? Very, very sweet.
All right, so up next, a comparison of the notorious B.I.G. to the notorious R.B.G.
Oh,
how many people know who the notorious R.B.G. is?
Is this what you're using Biggie for?
Oh, Biggie is, that's right. Biggie happens to be the name of one of Meredith's horses as well. But he's not notorious, although he was the one she was riding when she fell off last week.
Oh.
Got hurt pretty badly. But no, this is a story about the notorious R.B.G. wrapped around the notorious B.I.G. from the notorious D.O.U.G. at 42 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution, and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless. Premieres after The Voice. Tonight on NBC.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid forwarding. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Jesus peace with my niece. Packing after who want it? This one on it. That Brooklyn boom, we on it.
How far can we go with this before we get into trouble?
Keep going, it's fine.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Clear good radio.
All right, go ahead, Jennifer.
Do you want me to sing uh-huh?
Yeah.
Biggie had the best uh-huh.
Oh, totally.
It's so good.
Rebecca, you want to sing with us? Sing.
Yeah. I love his voice, though.
Oh, me too.
So who did he get bumped off by?
Tupac.
I thought Suge Knight did it, right?
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
So who went
alive
to jail for knocking? This guy was a bad guy, though, right? Big?
Well, they were involved in the gang scene. The story was he killed Tupac, and then Suge Knight killed him to get back at him. So, but really, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you know that Tupac is actually working at Burger King with Elvis, and he's not really there. So, you know, it was all much ado about nothing.
All right, so along with the notorious...
Before we move on, you know what you can thank Biggie for?
What?
P. Diddy.
Really?
Yeah, that was his protege.
Yeah, he
that's
did
right.
Very well.
That's right.
He should be thanking Big
and
himself.
Lil' Kim.
Somehow. Yeah. Lil' Kim.
Not Lil'
Kim.
Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim. All right, so here's the story of notorious RBG. How many people know who this is?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yep. How'd you know?
Notorious RBG.
Because I know things.
Yeah.
She apparently is releasing a compilation this week of her writings, including some of her really spicy dissenting opinions on various things. She and Scalia were best of friends. They didn't agree on one. Well, there were a few votes they agreed on, but not many. But off campus, if you will, after work, they were very, very close. And part of what she writes is a story of her friendship with him. But she also has got a lot of, and she's like 84, 85. How old is she? 86, maybe?
86.
She's old enough that when she coughs, dust comes out.
Really?
And she takes naps during the State of the Union, and no one gets mad about it.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's 83.
83, okay. Anyway, so if you're interested in some of her dissenting opinions, or you're interested in her, you might want to check out during the course of the week this week. Just look, all you have to do is Google Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or perhaps the notorious RBG. We seem to be focused a lot on celebrity. Angelina Jolie, as we know, is filed from Brad Pitt for
dessert?
For divorce. And she's hired a crisis manager named Judy Smith, for or about whom scandal's Olivia Pope is patterned. So Judy Smith is the real-life Olivia Pope. And so Judy and her firm have handled issues like this that have gotten a lot of attention, need to be somehow or other handled. So she's handling it for Angelina, for her side of the Angelina and Brad situation.
Let me be very blunt. I hate them. I hate these people.
Judy Smith.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yes, we all recognize this music.
Yeah.
From that great epic adventure, The Towering Inferno. Let's see how that compares to the Deepwater Horizon Inferno that probably was on the top of the box office, I'm going to guess, for this weekend. I don't know for sure. That's why we have Chuck Curry here, our movie man, to give us the box office totals. All right, so why are we playing the music from Towering Inferno?
Because it's a disaster film from the 70s, and Deepwater Horizon really plays like a modern-day disaster film. Ask me how many times I've seen The Towering Inferno from beginning to end.
Chuck, how many times have you seen The Towering Inferno from beginning to end?
Probably 150 times.
150 times. More than, not as many as The Poseidon Adventure, though.
That's probably about 300.
300 times I've seen it. This is, ladies and gentlemen, right, another chapter of Get a Life.
No wonder you have anxiety issues.
All right, so Chucker, I saw The Beatles and Snowden. It would have been interesting if they'd have both been together, but there's two separate films. So I'll talk to you and you'll give us your own impressions of... I did not see Deepwater Horizon, although I wanted to see it. Plus, if we have a moment for Robin Williams, the letter from his... open letter from his widow. That'd be worth a moment or two of our time. Meanwhile, Here we are at 55 past the hour. Next up, Chucker with all of his information.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
All right, so Chucker, let's get out of here. 56 past the hour. Let's go to the box office totals first and then talk about some of these movies.
Sure. Number one was Tim Burton's Miss Peregrine's Home.
Really?
For Peculiar Children. It did pretty well, $20.5 million. This is a solid opening weekend. Number two is The Deepwater Horizon, $20.6 million on a budget of $160. That's clearly not what the studio wanted. I went to see it Saturday night. Overall, I liked it. I'd give it a 7 out of 10. It plays very straightforward, like I said, like a modern-day disaster based on a true story of the environmental disaster that oil rig exploded. When you watch a movie, the first 50 minutes, Doug, character development, Mark Wahlberg, Kurt Russell, John Malkovich. Kurt Russell's really good in this film. Kate Hudson has a supporting role playing Mark Wahlberg's wife. But the last hour of this movie is pure disaster. Not a lot of heroics because it's a true story and it's very gritty, but you could see where the money is on screen. I think it's well worth seeing. Not great, but it is solid, so I give it a 7 out of 10. Magnificent 7 plays third, $61 million, 2 weeks of release. An animated film, Storks, plays fourth, $38 million in 2 weeks, and Sully broke the $100 million mark at the box office, $104 million, 4 weeks of release. That's a nice achievement for an adult-oriented driven movie.
I saw the Beatles Worth Every Minute. I thought it was a little long.
Ron Howard directed it.
It's really, whatever time you got, this is something that was well worth our attendance. I thought it was really a very good movie for anybody, any age, frankly. And I also saw Snowden, which is one of the most important movies I've seen. You will not walk out of the theater without thinking and maybe talking to yourself or talking to the person you're with about what's going on in our country. Whether you like Oliver Stone or you don't, whether you think Snowden is a traitor or not, doesn't make any difference. This is a very important story, and it does. It brings us back around to all of us asking what the hell is going on in our country, and it's a question that needs to be asked, underscored by seeing the Snowden movie. Chucker, thanks. 59 past.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.